You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
So what we do is this.
Why do we need a monitor for this podcast?
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Just listen. So we're going to put at the end of the table where Tony is the monitor.
You realize it's just going to be a guy with no shirt on that monitor all the time.
But then we'll put a camera up there so then he could see us.
Oh, man.
What do you think of
like
that?
I'm here.
It's gonna be
it will be like he's here, but he's not here.
Wow. Technology.
But then we'll have that delay.
What a strain.
Tony, so how's it going?
Tony, how's it going?
Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, Don, Baltimore Don, also known as Cherokee Don.
Hey, speaking of Baltimore Don, did you hear about this today? Guess who's retiring?
Don Scott, I saw that.
Baltimore Don Scott's retiring.
Old pockmark. is giving it after 40
wow.
fucking years.
That's why you grow the beard.
40 years.
40 years at WJZ.
That's a good run.
That's a good run right there.
Yeah, retiring.
There are literally two people that care about this news, and both of you are at the table.
Nope. You know who else cares about it? Marty Bass.
Well, that's true.
Marty Bass cares about it. He's going to do the morning show on Jay-Z with Marty Bass now.
It's a year of people retiring. You have Big Don Scott heading out in July. You have David Letterman announcing
his
retirement.
What's going on? I'm a Letterman. Are you a Letterman guy?
No. I don't dislike Letterman, but
were you a Leno guy? Like you had to pick one of the two.
But I didn't watch either.
Oh, I would definitely say I'm more of a Letterman guy.
If I had to pick one of those two, it would have been Letterman.
Yeah, I'm a big Letterman.
But I don't think you could be under the age of 50 and be a Leno.
Yeah, I mean they were the same age.
No, but he was so cheesy.
I hated Leno.
Was that your impression? That was.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like my Jerry Seinfeld too.
Man, these are good.
It's pretty good, right there.
His impression is not. It's not even Jay. He's doing an impression of Howard Stern doing an impression. No, Jay Leno.
That's Jay Leno.
What
an ass.
That was actually my Jackie the Joke Man.
Yeah. Woo.
Hey. That's all.
This is the worst show we've done yet. Episode 58. Turn this shit off.
So Colbert's going to take over.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert is going to be the new host of CBS.
Apparently, Rush Limbaugh thinks there's
late,
a
late night, late
no
night,
late show.
So, do you think he stays in character?
No, he won't be in character.
Will it be good?
No, see, I think that he's going to have Rush Limbaugh's like already conspiracy theory in this whole thing that CBS has some sort of ulterior motive of wanting to bring Colbert
of wanting
in.
Ratings. What a bunch of dicks. But, here's a guy with a very successful show. We'll use him because we have ulterior motives.
But I think he's going to have to stay in some sort of character because he's too popular on the show that he's on now. And, he's going to have to compete with Fallon, who's just owns social media. So.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be the same character.
I don't think you can be to that extreme. It's not going to be the same show. It's not going to be... What show is he on now?
The Colbert Report.
Oh.
Stephen Colbert Show.
But the Colbert Report is essentially another version of The Daily Show, right?
Sort of. It's their version of like The O'Reilly Factor.
Mm.
The Daily Show is supposed to be a regular news broadcast, right? And the
more of a comedy.
Colbert is... Well, yeah, of course it's comedy. Thank you.
Oh, I'm saying it is.
And Colbert was supposed to be like the idea that it's a Fox News broadcast.
Now the question is, who takes over the Colbert Report?
I would assume they're not going to have another Colbert Report.
I think it's Craig Kilborn.
John Oliver. Actually, I'm going to go with John Oliver.
Craig Kilborn.
They're going to bring him back and call it Daily Show 2.
There are people that are upset that a woman or a minority was not put into the 11:30 slot.
Who was upset? Jay, it was Jay Leno.
I saw it on Twitter and Facebook. And the names that they're tossing out.
What Twitter are you
Well,
following?
I agree with a couple. I said, you know, Chris Rock, I think, would be a great 11:30.
But can he interview people? That's the part.
He did.
Does he want to interview people?
See whether or not he actually wants it.
Because, yeah, he used to have his own talk show.
And that was fine. But then they also threw out David Chappelle, and I was like, that would be a terrible choice.
David Chappelle?
Was it Dave Chappelle? Yeah, Dave Chappelle. That would be a terrible choice as a host. I mean, the guy, yeah, he hosted like the Chappelle show, but that was, you know, I mean, I was just interviewing.
You have to interview people. I think Colbert can interview people and do it well.
Right.
And then Chelsea Handler's terrible.
But she already has a show and she does have a following.
But she quit her show. Her show's terrible. Done.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to work for E. That means she's open to do whatever. For example, take over the...
But she's better in an ensemble anyway, not just by herself, I don't think.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, like once or twice. I'm just saying. But, you know, I'm a Letterman guy. Sad to see him go. Sad to see Don Scott go.
I mean,
CBS is taking a big hit.
Yeah, I'm talking between Big Don and David Letterman.
I mean,
Don
what?
Scott's their big hit. That's what I'm worried about.
Big Don Scott. That's sad. You called him Pop Mart.
I feel like you're really hurt.
I am.
I feel like you're really sad about this.
I am a little bit
sad. I do remember growing up, and I was thinking, I wonder what he looks like now, because I haven't seen Don Scott in like 15, 20
years. He looks exactly the same.
Does he like dye his beard and stuff?
No, he's just got a real thick beard.
I've just seen him on the news. He looks the same.
I saw him at Best Buy. And I worked at Best Buy years ago. He came in at Best Buy.
He used to come in. He used to rub your shoulders.
Yep.
Come on, give me a deal.
And Marty
give
Bass.
Give me a deal.
Marty Bass used to come in and...
I met Marty Bass a couple times in person. I worked at a radio station.
Sober drunk.
He was sober. He was with his kids, so... It was...
Well, that's good.
He did... He sat in the front row at the Mistletoe Meltdown.
Oh, yeah. He was a big B-127 fan.
Yeah. Because he had kids.
Yeah. He was the kind of guy who clearly would enjoy drugs. No proof of that, but seems like that kind of guy. Right now, off stage, Jeremy smelled a pen.
Why did you?
No idea what you're doing.
He's trying to get a pen. This is what happens, guys. When you're listening to this podcast, whether you're on your cube or you're on the treadmill, and you don't see the inner workings. So maybe we should turn on the video so people can see what actually happens when we get
right
together.
Now, it's three guys passing around a bag of red jelly beans.
Well, now we haven't gotten to the jelly beans yet.
Hey, that was our fat snacks segment.
That segment's not ready yet.
Which,
that's okay.
Look, we're still in sad mode. We haven't even talked about these three people
because I know we're going to talk about Letterman. Because I had the news cue all set up, and what do? You
throw
it out. We've thrown
man.
The whole show off kilter.
Was you that part why? Of topics?
Well, you know what the current? Problem is? This is the last show we're going to do in person with Tony for a while.
Well,
we have shows that are going to be on, but we've taped them before this show. Spoiler alert. But this is the last time we'll see you in person. From here on out, it's going to be on Skype.
What does that mean?
It means it'll be online and there will be a delay and it'll sound really bad.
You're listening to Radio for Winners with your hosts, Jeremy and Don.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
You don't want to do the show, Eric.
Yeah, you're just excited you don't have to leave your house.
Oh, man. It took an hour and 40 minutes to get here tonight. This is being recorded on a Thursday before it
And I'm not getting home till Saturday.
And it's just I can't do the drive. I don't like people.
You are you're an amazing
individual. I was looking to find a picture of Don Scott as he looks today, and I saw like the Ocean City cam on the website, and that's why I was telling you earlier, I can't stand Ocean City. I was thinking about the last time I had fun in Ocean City, I think I was like 23 or 24. I don't think I've had fun.
It was only a few years ago, Tom.
I hate it. I hate everything about Ocean City. I know you're a big fan of Ocean City, Don.
I grew up there.
I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy the people. I don't enjoy...
You don't enjoy the people anywhere, though. You could have said any city and said you don't like the people.
You know what I don't like about Nashville? People. I don't like the people there.
Because they're still like they're behind the trend, so they're like they're still wearing tap out T-shirts,
cowboy boots,
and just like
I know you're a big fashion guy.
I don't really go. Drink
What's up
anymore.
With the Sensation sweatshirt?
So there's only one place to go. You go to Secrets, and Secrets is just like you know. I mean, it was fun when you were getting blind drunk, and it was.
What
like,
is
it?
What is your form of entertainment? What do you find enjoyable
these days,
Grandpa?
These days. I'm thinking about the Rentals song, but I can't think about it. I don't know how it goes, the words. Jeremy knows it.
I do. I'm not going to sing it, though. Keep going.
Nice one.
I'll try to find it on YouTube. What do I do for fun? I like to just sit in a quiet room.
Masturbate.
That, and then take a nap. And that's basically that would be like the ideal day. The ideal day.
My perfect date would be, you come over.
I have a stroke.
And we don't talk. And then I quietly masturbate and go to bed.
I have a stroke. And I go to bed.
If you want to pick up some banchan on the way.
Oh, my God. I didn't factor in the food. There would be a banchan early afternoon. And then at night, a pizza.
Wow.
This is the worst.
This is terrible.
This is why you're moving.
Why?
It's going to be so much better when we can edit it.
Oh, I like to go on.
Speaking of food, real quick, you know, last week we did our goodbye Tony party, and we had a lot of barbecue and other things here at the Beat Lab.
Well, we had a party. Did we talk about the party?
No, it was a fun party.
But we threw Tony a little goodbye party.
Yeah, it was a very small event.
Bye, bye, Tony.
And but anyway, so I ate a lot here. So I was like, that's it. After this thing, I'm gonna start eating better. Gonna start working out again.
Why do you do that to yourself?
Sunday, I had my wife took the kids out. To for a play date. So I was home alone and she's like, you have lunch on your own. So I was like, okay. So I drove to the barbecue shack I like that's up the road, that little one in the middle of Route 3.
I know it.
And, what place is this?
It's a little barbecue. It's like it's a trailer the guy sells barbecue
it's between the Wawa and the RV
and the
dealership.
BP. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. So I got a half rack of ribs and I wanted macaroni and cheese and potato salad. Now they had the potato salad and they put bacon in the potato salad or it's just like back fat, but it's incredible.
Gosh, they got all of that.
Well, they didn't have a mac and cheese, so I got very disappointed. So instead of just going home, I drove to Royal Farms and got a 3-piece chicken meal.
What was this later on?
No. And so I went home and I had a half rack of ribs, 3 pieces of chicken, a whole thing of fries, and potato salad with bacon in it. And a 2-liter of Coke.
That's depressing.
Jesus Christ. And
were you sad that day?
But no, just...
No. I was sad because you know why? The NASCAR rain delay. What a horrible sport we've been into. There's been a rain delay in every game.
7 weeks, 7 races. They're not games. But wait a minute. You had... The Royal Farm is not anywhere close to the...
No, I had to drive almost...
That was like a 5 to 10 mile journey.
Yeah.
Back up 3.
And I don't even know why I picked that because they don't have mac and cheese.
No.
Like, I wanted mac and cheese. The Wawa sells mac and cheese. They're right next to it. I didn't go to Wawa.
Stop at Lido's and get some pizza.
Well, that's a little farther out of the way, and I don't want to wait for them to make it.
Where's the Lido's?
No, you call ahead.
Lido's all the way
down.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that's a little bit. Well, it's not that much further.
No. Either way, it was awesome. I ate all of that.
Does your wife come home and shake her head in total embarrassment?
No, I like to hide that trash. She finds out when she listens to the show, and then she'll ask me if this is true, and I'll say, no, I was exaggerating, but I'm not exaggerating.
Speaking of fat people eating, going miles and miles away to get food. Do you have any current event topics?
I have one left because we already talked about Letterman. Been a lot of deaths so far in April. But anyway, say it comes in three. So far, we've had three very important celebrity deaths that I want to talk about right now. And I'll talk as soon as the intro song is done and it goes.
Very nice.
So there's the three deaths. The first one you were referring to with that amazing segue was John Panette, comedian John Panette.
That was a great segue.
That was so smooth.
Thank you. That was good. Do you think anyone would care if the three of us died?
No. Well, that's not true.
Immediate family.
Yeah.
Do you even think immediate family?
Our
I don't.
Listeners would actually be crushed, I think.
Curly Pews would be very upset.
I think our listeners really would care.
And by the way, do you notice that our listeners all have nicknames? They don't use their real names on the.
They should be.
Yeah.
I would never use my real name and attach it
to
the show.
What is up with that?
Yeah. It's because everyone. I mean, who puts their real name on there? Everything's for these like the football league and the NASCAR league. So you don't want to use like Jeremy from RFW. That's not very exciting.
Guess what? I'm changing my NASCAR team name to.
What is it now?
Jeremy RFW. From RFW.
Then I'll change mine to Don. That way you can actually win.
Oh man.
That was
nice.
A rough week last week.
All right, Don. So John Panette died.
Yeah, John Panette, a very funny comedian.
Dies at 50. He lost a lot of weight, too. He lost like 200 pounds. He was
still 800 pounds.
If you don't know John Panette, he did the joke about going to
you
the buffet.
You here for an hour, you go now.
Apparently he's a very nice guy.
Actually. Yeah, I had a few comedian friends that
saw
opened
that
up
from
for
Ryan.
Him.
Ryan said
and
some good things.
They really did say he was one of the nicest guys, and he was the kind of guy that would actually tip. If you opened up for him, you would just tip, which is kind of unheard of. A lot of comedians don't do that. But yeah, very, very nice guy, apparently.
Yeah. Sad to see him go. I love this stand-up. He's a good guy. Anybody else?
A guy who was not nice and did not tip. Mickey Rooney.
Hey, Mickey.
Who I thought was already dead. Yeah. I thought he had died about 30 years ago.
And I wasn't even sure who it was. When
he
I heard
was
it was
married
Mickey
to
Rainey.
Ava Gardner. Did you know that?
I do now, thanks to Don.
You're
and
welcome.
I say he was like a legendary actor. Really?
Big penis.
I mean, maybe he
do you know
was
what I know him
like
from?
60 years ago.
You know what I know him from? Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker. He plays an elderly gentleman who makes toys that kill people. Yeah. It's a Christmas classic. We all sit around every year and watch it.
I don't know if I could name a Mickey Rooney movie.
That's the only one I know.
There was something. There was something that he was in. Yeah, yeah.
No, Titanic. He was the guy from Titanic.
He was actually on Titanic.
He was not in Titanic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You mean the old woman?
Yep, that was him. That was him. He let Leonardo DiCaprio draw his titties.
He was in a.
My favorite part of the movie. When Mickey Rooney's laying there, he's drawing his titties in a car.
He was in Brokeback Mountain. He was the one that said, "I wish I knew how to quit you." Yeah, no, he was in some movie with what's her
some
name?
Actor.
I almost said Lawrence Taylor, but I can't remember her name.
It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Who was the Taylor?
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Liz.
But the most important death. A legend in our time and any time.
Yeah,
the ultimate warrior. Has
yeah,
passed away.
Man, I'm the ultimate you. Warrior met his ultimate maker. Huh? Oh, I've been wow. saving that one, huh?
Wow. You have it written on your hand.
Well, I wouldn't say it's surprising. The timing is very, very eerie and
well, they just did the Hall of Fame thing. Apparently,
Hall of Fame,
which apparently is not good as a stressor.
WrestleMania, and then they had a little bit of the Monday Night Raw, and I think he was on all three.
Yep.
And then died Tuesday afternoon, crossing the street, I think, or walking out of a hotel.
Or eating. He was actually what he did is he went and he got some ribs.
He got some
rack.
Ribs.
He got a half a rack of ribs, and they didn't have the mac and cheese, so but they did farm. Have. They had the potato salad with the bacon on it. And then he got into his car and drove 6 miles up the road to get a 3-piece chicken and fries at a gas station.
It's the best chicken on earth. And they have the wedge fries that are fried like the chicken is. Oh, it's so good.
Now, which one of you is the wrestling fan? You're not, right, Jaren? Because you are not at all upset that the Ultimate Warrior died. Some people are very, very hurt.
That I'm not upset. Actually, I got death threats because I'm not upset. Those
people were also the same people that were very upset that The Undertaker lost his first WrestleMania bout.
Did either of you guys watch WrestleMania?
No, I was in bed at 8.
Okay, well.
I looked at the results the next day. I didn't watch it, though.
I didn't realize how many friends of mine online were wrestling fans. All night Sunday night, my Facebook feed was just slammed with people talking about WrestleMania. And then when Ultimate Warrior passed away, like the next morning or middle of the day or whenever it was just wall, people loved person after person. Ultimate Warrior, RIP, this is ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. You know, I need to get new friends on Facebook.
He was an icon.
He was an icon.
Do the fucking work.
Well, he even when I was never big into wrestling. My brothers were into wrestling.
After you read all the tablets, all the formulas, after you read all the pages, all the spreadsheets, do the fucking work.
If you don't remember, we put that at the beginning of episode 51.
In order to do the work, you got to get angry.
So if you missed the Ultimate Warrior,
you got to get intense.
Download
and
episode
you gotta get
51.
Fucking raw.
Radio for Winners.
Do the work. I actually listened to that before I work out.
You do.
I'm not just in a speech.
He's naked, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to do push-ups. So my question for you, Jeremy, is do you foresee yourself?
That's it. That's the question.
That was it. I don't know how to answer
yourself
that.
Yourself getting rid of all your Facebook friends, all your friends that are related to wrestling?
Not really wrestling. I think it's just a good reason to delete my Facebook profile.
Oh, man.
I need to do that. I need
I
to
thought
just get
about
off.
Doing that because I spend way too much time on Facebook.
I'll leave the Radio for Winners post up since I'm the only person to post on it anyway, and I'll delete my personal profile.
I don't understand why people get so emotional about Facebook profiles. I don't do anything on there but read people's stupid lives.
Right.
But then why get upset about it?
Hey.
I'm not, why
you
waste your time
reading
it?
Because I think it's funny that people take time to post about the passing of the Ultimate Warrior.
You need to stop reading and start living. That's what I say.
Look at that.
Stop.
Says the guy in the Mr. Rogers sweater.
I want
there.
To get Ultimate Warrior on our show before he died. And I actually sent an email saying, and this was based on another celebrity that Don wanted to book. And I was like, well, let's
which
add
I
a
can
list.
Get that celebrity, by the way.
Well, there's a couple celebrities that we want to get. And you know, a lot of people they'd be like very hush-hush about these celebrities. But since we actually have zero chance of getting them, I don't see why.
Ultimate Warrior's off the list right now.
He has been scratched off, and
I still think we can get him.
I think I'm a little bit sad about
actually,
it.
Actually, let's have Don do an impersonation of the Ultimate Warrior. We'll say it's an interview. Let's go.
I can't do it all too well.
Oh man!
I almost did a Macho Man Randy Savage.
There. That would have been the best moment of the podcast history.
I want to get the Grease Man.
I almost did a Thundercats Ho
as a guest.
We could get the Grease Man.
I don't think we could. I think he's too big.
You could get a guy that can do the Grease Man.
No, he was in Jacksonville for a while. Then he quit or got fired.
He was in Jacksonville for a while. Said something racist, and then they kicked him off there too.
No, I don't think he. I think he learned his lesson after the seventh time.
Thanks, Jacksonville.
I was never a Grease
for making
Man.
The Grease Man number one in your day and in your hearts.
Are you a big Grease Man fan?
No, I hated the Grease Man.
Really?
I just like everyone's impersonation of the Grease Man.
Yeah. I wasn't.
I didn't like him either.
Yeah, I wasn't a big hit in Grease Man fan.
Although I do like. Wow. Sometimes I give up on the bid halfway through.
Hey, so what do we got over there in the bag?
So that I brought that over. And I'm not going to disclose the contents because I think that's part of the big surprise once our NASCAR league ends.
Can I see what's inside?
Sure.
After the podcast is over.
But this prize that I have here, and it's pretty heavy.
Is it valued at no less than $5 American?
It could be valued anywhere from $1 to $50,000.
Wow.
I know what it is. It's a Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
For $1.48.
And this gift will stay in Don's garage.
There's two mom and dad on it. This is ridiculous.
It will stay in Don's garage until we have a winner, which I think is in fall, right?
I hope it's not a kitty.
When does the season end for NASCAR, and why can't it be tomorrow?
There's three sections in our league, and we're only halfway through the first section.
So we are going to be adding some additional people that want to join the league next segment.
Are you serious?
Sure, why not?
Who wants to join us?
Other people that listen to the show.
Sure, anyone's welcome to join. The password is penis. That's not a joke. I made our password penis because I'm 5 years old.
Yes, you did. I named the password penis because I'm 5 years old.
Man, it's like an old-timey song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you're not going to tell us what's in that box?
No, it's something that's valued at least $5 American.
It is a surprise to...
It's heavy. It's $5,000 to $50,000.
I think it's closer to $1 to
$50,000. $1 to $50,000.
If it's only valued at $1, I will throw in $4. Because this prize has to be valued at no less than $5 American.
It's got
to
be at least $5 worth.
Can we fit it in a piñata?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh.
Because I have that music to use. We're good to go.
Yeah. I still have the chuns over there on the floor along with, I think there's some moon pies on the pool table.
Yeah. Well, we'll eat those moon pies. They're good.
Okay. Speaking of moon pies.
I do have a new segment or a new...
Well, it's the same segment. It's just a new version of the segment.
And I don't have a song for it, so we'll just go with...
If you like fatness and you like snacks, and you're going to love our segment, Fat Snacks.
So good. That's dead on.
Man, wait till we get those...
Save that.
Wait till we get those singers in here.
So today, I brought in a bag of jelly beans, because it's Easter. Easter's going to be next week. Before we have another show, Easter will have occurred.
Happy Easter.
Hoppy Easter, huh?
Hoppy.
Oh, that is... And by the way, Tony, I want to thank you for not ruining Easter for Don's children like you did Christmas.
You guys don't believe in the Easter Bunny, do you?
But these are red only because they are Swedish fish flavored jelly beans. Now, I love Swedish fish.
They don't have a, well, I guess they do have a little bit of a shell.
No, they stick together like Swedish fish do. And
I just had one to go up my shirt.
I'm pretty sure it's all chemical, just like Swedish fish, but they're incredible. I've eaten basically 2 pounds of these today.
What's a Swedish fish?
What is a Swedish fish?
Mm-hmm.
You've never had them?
No, I have. What do they mean?
I don't know. Chemical runoff. They're very good.
They're very digging. I like those better because Swedish fish stick in my teeth. They stick in yours?
Oh, yeah.
So the jelly beans don't. They also have a little bit of tartness at the beginning that the Swedish fish doesn't have. They're very good.
It tastes a little like Clorox.
Yeah, that's what I like about them.
Mm. I'm a fan.
All right, this is the best fat snacks we've done yet.
That's pretty good.
Happy Easter.
I had some other fat snacks, but I ate them.
You know what? I like cherry sours. I think I've talked about
it
before.
You
big
have.
Fan
You've
of cherry
probably
sours.
Mentioned it every show.
And I think I might switch over from the cherry sours to that.
Love cherry sours.
Because cherry sours
actually.
Have you ever taken one of those BuzzFeed things about, you know, what is my real mental age?
Yes, I did.
I bet your real mental age is 87.
No, I was like 19.
I like ribbon candy and a foot bath.
I remember when Grandpa Grandpa used to give me a Werther's original.
I do like Werther's. I do love Werther's.
Well, my new thing right now is orange sherbet. I've gone through like a pint of orange sherbet the last 2 weeks. Like the orange sherbet and the vanilla, like
boy,
well, you know.
Like the push pop thing that you would have when you were like 7. Yeah, yeah. Apparently, only 90-year-old people or 7-year-olds love it. But I, oh man, I'm all.
I like me
it.
A cherry sour and an orange sherbet. Martha, oh. Give me some sherbet.
Martha,
87.
Nah, well, you know.
So I guess you're gonna move next weekend.
Happy moving. I will not be here, unfortunately, so I apologize for that.
Where are you going to be, Don?
I am going on an adventure.
All right.
I'm going on a cruise with the kids and the wife and the family.
That is
going
to be an adventure.
Now it is. I'm afraid they're going to fall off the boat.
Really? Is that a fear or is that a hope?
Well, I mean, we reproduce them around here like gremlins. So I think if you just throw a little water on them, they'll see more pop out. So, but yeah, we're doing that, so I won't be able to help you move. I apologize.
So right, it should be a very smooth move.
It will not be smooth. That's
no
a guarantee.
No move is ever smooth.
Is Mo Day helping?
No.
Oh.
That means it will be smoother.
Yes.
Well, you won't have to worry about him not being able to get to the parking space after you all
actually,
leave.
You know, Mo Day has been one of the best movers that I could ask for. I mean, he's helped me in times when other people weren't available. He helped me in moving to Beltsville, which was a terrible mistake on my part. But that was...
He will never move.
No.
No day.
No. He talked about it. When we lived in Bowie, he thought we were going to put bunk beds in the garage. He was going to stay there.
Did he really think...
We were joking, and I think he was fairly certain we were doing that.
I think he's a millionaire. He's got to be a millionaire.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's probably close to it.
I think he probably buys a lot of things he doesn't need to buy.
A lot of things that probably nerds would buy, and nerds buy things.
Probably has
like expensive.
A George Washington bust.
He's only got fancy art. His parents' house is full of fancy art.
Why do you have a two-handed sword?
I love you, Modé.
And a halberd.
We know you're not listening, but it's fine.
He does listen, I believe.
Sometimes.
He doesn't listen.
On Thursdays.
You know, honestly, it's probably better for us.
It's probably better.
Do you think that
he didn't listen when he sat in here last week?
That's true. He came in, didn't say a word.
He came in and say a word.
Our listeners are they sad as us?
No. No one's as sad as us. We're okay. The saddest three people on the earth.
I feel like Don's not that sad, though.
Yeah, Don's the happiest of the three of us, but I think he's still pretty sad.
So you're on this cruise.
Yeah.
Is this like a normal cruise? I wouldn't say an adult's cruise. And there's no way
you're taking your kids on an adult only cruise.
There's no way to say that without sounding weird.
Come on by Royal Caribbean's nudist family cruise.
Is this
cruise.
Like a normal cruise or is this a Disney cruise?
It's a Disney cruise.
And how does that differ from a normal cruise?
I don't know. I haven't been on
a
Disney cruise.
No casino.
There is no casino. Very disappointing.
But there is a lot of alcohol.
Yes.
A lot of alcohol.
Served by Mickey.
Oh, that's weird.
And on New Orleans.
Not Mickey Rooney. R.I.P.
And on New Orleans night, Minnie will flash her boobs and give you some beats.
Wow. So will you interact with the kids the entire time, or will you find a lot like alone time at some point where you just kind of like stare at a wall and drink?
By myself? Now, there's apparently activities for the kids. The kids go off. They go off by themselves.
No, oh, without good. You. Isn't that's that great? Thing. That sounds amazing. That's the only thing about this cruise I like so far.
What?
That there's things for your kids to do that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, no, they take the kids.
Oh, that's good.
It's like a babysitter all day.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's activities. At least that's what I'm thinking going into it. It might be the exact opposite.
Now, is this cruise, where does this cruise go from?
Baltimore to Curtis Bay.
How many times have you seen a Mickey cruise go through Curtis Bay?
It's a big popular spot.
Man, I keep playing It's a Small World over there. I don't understand. No, out of Florida, Port Canaveral.
So Florida does it go through the Caribbean?
Yeah, so...
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Whatever you want there, Billy Ocean.
I always wonder what...
Caribbean Queen!
And does it even matter for me anyway?
No.
No. Yeah.
So,
Cozumel goes to Cozumel.
Actually, that's the
now,
that's
do you
the
dock at these
said.
Islands and get off?
Yes.
Get off?
Hey.
Way to make that dirty.
Wow. Hey, kids, Uncle Tony here. Hope you guys get off the boat.
Hey, I'm on Cozumel. Why don't you guys stay on the boat?
I'm going to go
I'm gonna get off.
Terrible.
Wow.
So terrible. So going to be our number one episode.
I think so.
Episode 58. You're not going to miss us.
I can sense the stats. The high downloads.
I think the name of the show is Stick With It Till the End. So you can get off.
At some point, it has to be funny, right?
What? The cruise or this show?
This show.
Maybe it's episode 59. That's the golden episode.
I do not do this show for anybody else's entertainment but mine.
That's a good possibility.
Oh, we know that. Hey. We know that for a fact.
All right, I guess we're at the end of another
episode.
We're
wrapping up. I can't believe it's almost over. Who is this artist, by the way?
This is the Dead Milkmen.
I've been getting a lot of feedback about your music selections. People love them.
I don't think that's true. I love them.
They're sad the dance music's gone, but they're like, man, thank God we get to listen to early 80s punk. Or is this late 70s?
No, this is mid 80s. This song's from the 90s.
The Dead Milkmen weren't from the 70s, were they?
No, they're
80s. It's all the same. You know
70s
what
and 80s, they're all the same.
I wish we could have the Schismatics to a reunion.
Wow, they're still around, actually. They're still around.
Well, you know, with like all their original members.
Not gonna
happen.
Book.
One guy's dead, right?
No,
what?
I'll book them.
Only to me. He's dead to me. No, no one's dead.
Book them with Ultimate Warrior. We'll be good.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Ultimate Warrior.
R.I.P.
I miss you.
We'll see you next week. No, we really will. We'll see you next week.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.